And before we go to your calls, this debate you would have heard in our news this morning about whether or not to knock over various housing commission apartments in South Melbourne and Carlton and, you know, all the inner city areas that have housing commission towers. Now, the argument is, do we knock over the buildings because they're old and build new ones? And they're wheeling out architects and so forth, saying, no, 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 these are wonderful examples of 1960s building. We have to preserve them. I'd knock them all over. I would knock over every housing commission high-rise in inner Melbourne, and I would sell the land. When these places were built, the inner city was regarded as a slum. Places like Carlton, Fitzroy, South Melbourne, even parts of South Yarra were considered slums. And so they were knocking over slum-like buildings and building these apartment towers. What, of course, has changed now is that inner Melbourne has become very gentrified. What were once considered slums is now prime real estate. I would knock over all the housing commission flats. I would sell the land, and then I would buy more land and build a much larger number of housing commission flats further out where land is cheaper. This would help solve the state's housing crisis, particularly when it comes to housing commission and social housing. You'd put more roofs over people's heads. Just accept that that land in the inner city is now so valuable, it is rather silly to put housing commission towers on it. You could build twice as much accommodation further out by selling the valuable land in the inner city and buying cheaper land out there. That's my idea.